Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. We continue our look at an article in the Ensign magazine, December of 2013, an article that begins on page 40, The Good News of Repentance, written by a man named Brian D. Garner of the Church Correlation Department. And as we've been saying for these past several days, it's important if we're going to have a meaningful conversation with our Mormon friends and acquaintances that we define the terms that we are using in our discussion. And though Mormons do use the word repentance, and they place a strong emphasis on repentance, they certainly define it quite differently than Christians have historically. In their definition, we find that they have in fact not made it good news, as Mr. Garner thinks it is, but it's actually bad news, because even though a person must repent, if you can never really get the benefits of repentance, then how can it really be good news? If you can't accomplish what you need to do in order to gain the benefits, then how is that good news at all?
And that's why we call it the impossible gospel.
It is. Yesterday, we were looking at some of the statements by 12th President Spencer W. Kimball. And as we've said before, if there's anyone who has written on this subject with more authority, it's got to be Spencer Kimball. And his book was actually recommended in General Conference on two occasions, where it's actually been said that if you want to understand what is required of a Latter-day Saint in order to truly repent and to have the forgiveness of sins, read this book, The Miracle of Forgiveness. So we've been looking at some of the statements that Spencer Kimball had in his book, again asking the question of ourselves here, or for ourselves, did Spencer Kimball really think he did those things? He probably thought he did, but if he even thought he did, that makes you wonder about the stability of his mental faculties, because nobody can do the things that he says. Now, we're going to continue looking at some of the statements that Kimball has made to give you a better understanding, a better picture of how repentance is viewed in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
He says this in The Miracle of Forgiveness, pages 324 and 325. Your Heavenly Father has promised forgiveness upon total repentance and meeting all the requirements, but that forgiveness is not granted merely for the asking. There must be works, many works, and an all-out total surrender with a great humility and a broken heart and a contrite spirit. It depends upon you whether or not you are forgiven, and when. It could be weeks, it could be years, it could be centuries before that happy day when you have the positive assurance that the Lord has forgiven you. That depends on your humility, your sincerity, your works, your attitudes.
Now, there's a number of things that we can talk about in this statement. When he says, your Heavenly Father has promised forgiveness upon total repentance and meeting all the requirements.
Not some.
Not some. See, and this is where I think a lot of Mormons miss it. Because I know I've had conversations with Mormons where they seem to think that as long as I'm giving it a valiant try, that somehow Heavenly Father is going to wink at all the shortcomings and sins that I still have when I died, and I'm still going to be able to receive exaltation. That is not what Kimball is teaching here. That is not what is taught in the Doctrine and Covenants, section 1, verse 31, where it says, that God cannot look upon sin with the least degree of allowance. And any Mormon that tells you, well, I'm trying and Heavenly Father loves me, is telling you that God is somehow going to look at their sin with allowance. And their own scriptures say that that is not going to be the case. So if a Mormon is hoping for that positive outcome without meeting the requirements, they have really deluded themselves. Kimball makes it very clear. Your Heavenly Father has promised forgiveness upon total repentance and meeting all the requirements, not some of the requirements. And notice, that forgiveness is not even granted by merely asking. I had a Mormon one time tell me. She said, well, yeah, I know I'm forgiven. I said, how did you get that? She says, well, I asked for it. And I actually had to tell her, I'm sorry, but Spencer Kimball says it's not for the asking. That is not what gets you forgiveness as a Latter-day Saint.
And you know, the one word I can come up with to respond to that, brutal. That is just so brutal, because in Christianity, it is for the asking. Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved. It's a very clear way to understand what God requires of us. But in Mormonism, it's not for the asking.
And why do we have that peace that passes all understanding? Because we understand that it was in Christ that all the works were fulfilled. He is the one that lived the entire law and lived it perfectly. And we come to him trusting in what he did on the cross on our behalf. His righteousness is imputed to us or added to our account. And the reason why we can have the assurance that we are forgiven is not because of something that we have personally done, not by our personal merit. It's because of the merit of Jesus and Jesus alone.
And it's sola fides. I mean, this whole idea is found throughout the scripture. Go read Romans chapter 3, 4, 5. Read Galatians. Read Ephesians. The gospel message is very clear. It's based on faith before you ever had a chance to do any of the deeds of the law.
Don't you think Kimball's being a little contradictory, though, when he says that it depends on you whether or not you are forgiven and when? It could be weeks, it could be years, it could be centuries before that happy day when you have the positive assurance that the Lord has forgiven you.
I don't have enough time, Bill. A centuries?
This is the point. When he says centuries, I have to assume he's implying that you're not going to know until after you're dead. The problem, of course, is if the Book of Mormon is really the Word of God, and Kimball, I know, thinks that was true because he actually quoted the very verse I'm going to quote, Alma 34. In Alma 34, 32 and following, it makes very clear that you better not procrastinate the day of your repentance even until death. Well, if a Mormon has not overcome all his sins and repented of all his sins prior to his death, did he not procrastinate his repentance? Of course he did.
Yep.
Every Mormon who dies is a Mormon who procrastinated their repentance. All of them have done that.
And the Latter-day Saint can't respond positively to 1 John 5:13, which says we may know we have eternal life. When you ask a Latter-day Saint, if you were to die right now, would you end up in the very best your religion has to offer, which is exaltation or the celestial kingdom? And I'm going to say 99.9% of the time, they say, no, I don't know. Well, that's different from what the Bible is saying.
What did Kimball say on page 333 of his book, The Miracle of Forgiveness?
He said, little reward can be expected for a tiny effort to repent, for the Lord has said that it must be a total repentance with all his heart, and the heir must be forsaken fully and wholly, mentally as well as physically.
Mentally as well as physically. And that takes us into our next quotation from Kimball. And this is found on pages 354 and 355 of The Miracle of Forgiveness. But it's also found in the Book of Mormon Student Manual, Religion 121 and 122, 1989 edition, page 78. That's a correlated manual.
He's quoting from Alma chapter 13, verses 11 through 12. And he says, this passage indicates an attitude which is basic to the sanctification we should all be seeking, and thus to the repentance which merits forgiveness. It is that the former transgressor must have reached a point of no return to sin, wherein there is not merely a renunciation, but also a deep abhorrence of sin, where the sin becomes most distasteful to him, and where the desire or urge to sin is cleared out of his life. I haven't reached that stage, Bill.
I don't think Kimball did either. The desire or urge to sin is cleared out of his life. Who has really reach that point in their life? Now, I admit that there are some stupid things that I probably wanted to do earlier in life that I have no desire to do now. That's normal. I mean, I really have no desire to go out and steal a car. I have no desire to kill my neighbor. I have no desire to cheat on my wife. But he's talking about in every area of our life, that desire or urge to sin must be cleared out. I still start getting arrogant thoughts about other people's stupidity, and I still mostly in the thinking sins, you might say. Those are the ones that are really, I think we all struggle with. Have I gotten all those desires, all those urges out of my life? No. Has any Latter-day Saint, can they really say that they have? I would have to say, no, they have not. He also said on page 83, now this is not in the Miracle of Forgiveness, but this is an important quote we want to cite. This is out of the teachings of Spencer W. Kimball, page 83.
He says, without repentance, there can be no forgiveness, and without forgiveness, all the blessings of eternity hang in jeopardy.
So all the Latter-day Saints that are hoping to get to the celestial kingdom, that all hangs on their ability to completely repent in all areas of their life, because unless they've repented of their sins in all areas of their life, there will be no forgiveness.
This is that carrot in front of the horse again, because here you have a promise that can't be reached, the impossible gospel. Now, what do you have to do to be able to get this? Spencer Kimball says in the Ensign Magazine, October 1982, and page 4, in what was called the Gospel of Repentance, he says, remember this, that forgiveness can never come without repentance.
This is why when you ask a Latter-day Saint, well, do you have the assurance that all your sins are forgiven? They will rarely ever say yes. In fact, 99.9% of the time, they'll say no. You have to assume by their not knowing that they're forgiven that they must know they're not truly repentant. If they were truly repentant, they should be able to say yes, an unequivocal yes to that question, but they don't.
One more quote in the next page of that same Inside magazine. He says, if one neglects his tithing, misses his meetings, breaks the Sabbath, or fails in his prayers and other responsibilities, he is not completely repentant. The Lord knows, as do we, the degree of full and sufficient compliance we make with these fundamental aspects of the law of repentance, which is really God's law of progress and fulfillment.
So if one neglects your tithing, you get behind on your tithing, you miss a meeting, and I'm sure this is talking about willfully missing. I don't feel like getting up. You break the Sabbath or fail in your prayers and other responsibility, you are not completely repentant. All those are part of the requirements that you as a Latter-day Saint must meet.
This doesn't sound like good news of repentance to me.
It doesn't sound like good news to me either.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. How would you like to have Mormonism Research Ministry address your church on the subject of Mormonism? MRM's Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson have spoken at many Christian churches all over the country. You see, they can tailor their presentation to meet your church's needs. Anything from a one-day basic introduction to a weekend symposium. You'll find these PowerPoint presentations clear, articulate, and presented in a Christ-honoring fashion. So let your pastor know today that you'd like to have MRM speak at your church. Write us at contact@mrm.org. Have you considered visiting the Holy Land? Well, in February 2015, Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson are hosting a trip to Israel with the option to visit the seven churches of Revelation in Turkey. During our 11-day trip to Israel, former Utah pastor Joel Kramer will take us on a day to see important biblical sites where very few people go. We'll also have a chance to swim in the Dead Sea, get baptized in the Jordan River, and hike through Hezekiah's Tunnel. To find out more, visit MRM.org and click on the Israel icon on the top right-hand corner of the page. Again, that's MRM.org.